Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing grain comments for today, Friday, June 19th. The grains closed mixed with July corn up a penny and a half at 3.32 and a half, July beans up 3 and a half cents at 8.76 and a half, and July wheat down 2 and a quarter cents at 4.81 and a quarter. Beans and corn a little bit firm on these hotter, drier long-term forecasts, and the Chinese came out and said they were going to tell all their buyers to really try to live up to the phase one agreement and buy corn, ethanol, beans. Some people thought maybe wheat as well. So that kept the market firm along with the weather. The wheat was actually down the better part of 7 cents or so, rallied almost a dime to trade higher on the day, closed about 2 and a quarter lower. But, you know, it could have been worse out here in the wheat. Obviously, the dollar's higher, up 17 ticks. You know, there's just no demand for the wheat really out here, and that's just weighing as the harvest continues, putting more pressure on. As I've been saying, I thought traders would try to sell wheat and buy corn and beans against it. Cattle on feed, pretty much as expected. Marketings were down a little bit, but I don't think it'll have much effect on the grain markets on Sunday night. The Dow Jones broke as much as 800 points off of their highs, in the Dow futures anyway, and about the same in the cash, but it looks pretty weak to me. You've got more coronavirus cases going. You've got the president going to have 100,000 people together. Some might have masks, some might not. I don't think that's a good idea. We'll see if Oklahoma turns into another major hotspot. If it does, it's not going to be good for the stock market out here. We have to find out whether or not, the Chinese said, 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, whenever it was, that they were going to stop buying U.S. products. Looked like they stepped in and bought a lot. Now they're saying they are going to buy it, which probably means they're out here selling the rallies. It's hard to really take the Chinese for their word at anything they say out here. But overall, I still remain a little friendly on the corn and the beans. The corn continues to close over the 50-day. It's just inching higher. I think the funds are really caught here, but we should see an explosion, 10, 15 cents away from these prices to convince me that we're going to see this bull run here. The first step is to close over 334 in July corn. If we can do that, I think we'll see higher prices. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.